Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago City Council today has approved a $280,000 settlement for a demonstrator who was struck by police during a 2020 protest. Miracle Boyd's front teeth were knocked out after being hit by a Chicago police officer during a demonstration near the Christopher Columbus statue in Grant Park. An investigation found the officer used excessive force. Farmers in Illinois are concerned about massive cuts targeting scientists who provide weather forecasts and storm warnings. Cuts by the Trump administration have already prompted 1,300 staffers at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to leave, and that includes employees at the National Weather Service. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says these cuts are happening just as farmers need accurate forecasts for spring planting. This is a big week for advocates who are headed to Springfield to lobby for policies to support local farmers in Illinois. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports Democratic lawmakers are pushing a bill to encourage public entities to buy food from growers in Illinois. The idea is for places like hospitals, schools, and prisons to award contracts based on a food supplier's commitment to nutrition and environmental sustainability, and not just to whoever has the lowest bid. Sonia Harper is a state representative from Chicago.
We need the healthy, fresh food, and we need the economic opportunity and jobs that come from it.
State data shows 75% of Illinois is farmland, and yet 95% of the food eaten here comes from outside the state. Some education leaders in Illinois say President Donald Trump's move to cut staffing at the Department of Education by half will have dire consequences. Dan Montgomery is president of the Illinois Federation of Teachers. He says firing more than 1,300 employees yesterday may shrink crucial programs that support students from low-income families and for students who have special needs.
There is a tsunami coming from Washington to every child in this state and country. With the destruction, it's not efficiency, it's not reform, it's destruction of a Department of Education because this administration in Washington wants to give huge tax breaks to billionaires.
Montgomery says his union will fight to protect students in schools across Illinois. U.S. Education Secretary has said the plan is not to shrink existing programs, but to manage them more efficiently. And one of Chicago's premier theaters is celebrating its 50th birthday next season with a bunch of familiar faces. My colleague Mike Davis reports Steppenwolf Theater's lineup is highlighted by the world premiere of Windfall. This was written by Academy Award-winning ensemble member Terrell Alvin McCraney. Co-artistic director Audrey Francis says hitting the 50-year mark is rare.
It's a fantastic thing for a theater company to make it 50 years. But it is a miracle for an ensemble theater company for the last 50 years. And I think that the secret sauce to that is that we love each other, but we also respect each other.
This season's slate includes 5 shows that feature 20 ensemble members from past and present. Weather forecast, a sunny, pleasant day with a high near 50. Tonight, clear and chilly, a low in the upper 30s. And Thursday, sunny with a high again near 50 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.